This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Okay, it's good to have on BPN Radio today. It's good to have a longtime friend of ours, Amanda Connor, and who used to be Amanda Miller, and she's the daughter of Bishop Tony Miller. And we have known Amanda ever since she was a teenager. And she's a woman of great faith, has dedicated her life to equipping, training leaders, local congregations, and it's through her dynamic preaching and strategic thinking that she has been able to help establish many local churches, build Bible schools, help launch numerous ministries throughout the world. Amanda's a down-to-earth kind of person who doesn't take no for an answer. I'm grateful for that. She believes for the impossible, helps usher in the supernatural through her governmental authority in the kingdom. She's been helped turn dying churches into thriving ones, continues to help shape people through her preaching and teaching ministry. And Amanda is executive pastor at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, serves as an advisory council member to Destiny Network International, a global network of churches throughout the world. She also is a ministry partner with Destiny World Incorporated, a missions organization that trains leaders across the globe. Amanda does not take her assignment lightly, but with everything in her purpose, she pursues for God first in all that she does. And from a very personal standpoint, Amanda's a great preacher, a great communicator, and so I want to welcome Amanda Connor to BPN Radio today from Oklahoma City. Amanda, welcome.
Thank you so much, Pastor Dale. It's so good to be with you today.
Well, we have known you and your family since May of 1987, when we first came to the church that y'all were leading in Clewiston, Florida. Been a great journey, and we love you and your husband very much, your family very much, and I know that God is doing incredible things in your life, and you have already made your mark as a young lady. You've traveled to many nations of the world. What is going on with you right now?
Well, God's been so good to us this year. You know, it's sort of like a Charles Dickens moment in my world right now. I've had the best of times and the worst of times at the same time. My husband went through a very tragic accident this year, but at the same time, in August, I received one of the greatest invitations into the world that I had ever received. I have had an opportunity to begin a church planting school in Uganda, Africa, right in central Kampala, where hundreds of church leaders are now being trained and equipped to spread the gospel in their nation and really throughout the heart of Africa. From there, God just opened the door into a group of pastors in London following that. And so I followed up that trip with a trip to London, where another group of pastors said, "We see what you're doing in Africa, and we want to know, England's dark and Europe's dark. Would you come and begin to transform and change some of the pastors here? Will you consider putting a school here?" So those are some of the things that I've been up to. I've been in Colombia this year, where God's given me a strategic opportunity. A small island off of Colombia has been through a very difficult time. They've lost some of their waterways to a neighboring country through some issues they've had, and they've needed to rebound and restart thinking differently, thinking broader. And God just used me to talk to governmental officials there in that city to help give them ideas on how to transform their culture, how to transform what they've lost into what they can gain. So I've had tremendous opportunity this year, and God's blessed it. Everywhere I've been, I feel like God's blessed it. We've seen much fruit. And those are ongoing projects into 2016, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, I know that God is using you in a very special way. You're a great communicator. And, you know, one of the passions that I have is for young people to come out of obscurity and preach the gospel to their generation, and for women to move out of obscurity also and to preach. And, you know, it's primarily, and I know that sometimes I sound like a broken record, but primarily the ministry is a man's world. And so,
yeah.
But I know that you have not allowed that to deter you or discourage you, because you have stepped into that ministry world. And I do believe that more women need to have more opportunities to minister. And I don't know why it's not really happening. Maybe you could tell me.
Well, I definitely appreciate, Pastor Dale, you even championing young people and women in this measure. I think part of the reason we haven't seen it at its fullest flourishing is because we don't have champions that have walked before us that are saying, this is what God desires. This is what God wants to see. He wants the restoration of mankind in every area, and that includes women and men walking in together and in mutual submission to one another in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And those voices, the lack of those voices, have slowed what I believe God really has been wanting to do. And it's pinned young people and women into boxes that mm-hmm. I don't believe God ever intended, that are man-made.
Well, I believe that. I believe that's true. And, you know, I realized growing up in the home of a Pentecostal preacher that it was primarily the women that kept the church doors open, that, you know, that paid for in many ways paid for the projects and et cetera, baking pies and having rummage sales and through their energy, but very little opportunity to stand on a platform and to preach the gospel. And I think there's so many women today, and that may even be listening, that would say, well, you know, if I have this call to preach or call for a platform ministry or a public ministry, how do I get started? I mean, if I, you know, do I have to go to Bible school? Do I have to go to seminary? What training do I have to have? How can that come about?
Well, I know for us, I want to say I'm so grateful to have a father. I mean, my dad had three girls, so he was sort of forced into it, whether it was revelation or not.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful for my dad, because we've pastored together for many years now in Oklahoma City, and he created opportunity as a senior leader for women to step into the fullness.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes for women that are out there now, it's difficult because maybe they are serving in a local church that is not accepted at its fullest flourishing. And the first thing is to figure out if that's true, because that's an important part of that journey,
mm-hmm.
is to know where you can flourish in. You know, where you're planted is where you'll flourish.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you have to be under leaders that can see potential in you and help to draw it out. But then as women, what we can't do, what I see as women today, we cannot become feminists as emerging pastors and preachers. We cannot err on believing that God is restoring women now to be over men.
Mm-hmm.
The restoration of women in ministry is to stand beside men.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to dominate, it's mm-hmm. to be beside. And what women have to do is go into it with the attitude that I'm taking my place and what God has called me to do, not to remove men, but to be in cooperation with men.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you keep a humble spirit about you so that when you serve, you get started in the right dimension.
Mm-hmm.
How you start as a woman is massively important to whether or not you get on a platform. As ladies, I don't think you have to go to seminary, but I don't think it hurts. I don't think you have to go to a Bible school, but I don't think it hurts.
Right.
So it's up to what God says to you. For me, I went and got a master's degree. I did that in ministry because I felt like God wanted to bring me into certain atmospheres and potentials that type of education would give me a platform automatically. Mm-hmm. It would bring some qualification that was necessary to my future. I don't think you have to have that, but you do need people that believe in your future and want to help make that future possible. But you never get that by not being real about what you sense God's saying to you. You have to be real.
I certainly agree. So why don't you just talk a little bit about your call to ministry, how you got started, how old you were, and how that has developed, maybe a little personal testimony.
Sure. Well, I always knew growing up that God had a call of God on my life. I mean, you, Pastor Dale, have prophesied to my life enough times that if I didn't get that the first time, I was going to get it. That's just the nature of what God allowed in me. And I was a natural leader in a lot of ways. I can still remember in fifth grade was the first time I ever ran for student office, and I lost. And I told myself, I will never lose again in student office. And I didn't. I didn't. Unfortunately, it wasn't a God-centered thought. It was definitely full of pride. Uh-huh. But the leadership potential in me was what one of the things that resonated in me. I always wanted to be the change. I always wanted to be on the cutting edge of change. And I wanted to think in a larger context. And when I graduated high school, my greatest desire was to teach and to be changed. So I went to school to become a teacher. And during that time, I got married and finished my education and I taught school. And I knew that wasn't it. I just knew that was a starting place for me. It was something to get me off the ground. And I ended up, my dad ended up a couple years later saying, hey, you want to come work for me? And I remember thinking to myself, not a chance. I don't want to work for you. Are you kidding? That's terrible. And he said, well, I've got a position if you want one. And I thought, oh, this is going to be my day. You know, I mean, my dad's offering me a position. I was not even 22. Huh. And he said, yeah, I need a receptionist. And I said, a receptionist? I don't want to be your receptionist. I have a 4-year college degree. I'm starting my master's program. And he said, well, unfortunately, that's the only job I've got. And I remember I took the job because I felt like God compelled me to. And I remember sitting at that desk and thinking, God, what am I doing? This feels so not related to what all of these dreams, these prophetic words, all these things you said to me. Why am I sitting behind a reception's desk being treated like just this ordinary girl that doesn't get it right and has to answer phones and taking messages? What is it about that? And you know what? That time in my life, God broke out of me. He broke me. Uh-huh. And he taught me that it wasn't in my own effort. It wasn't in my own ability. It was going to be through him. Whatever he was going to do, it was going to be through him. Mm-hmm. And over the next 4 or 5 years, God promoted me from being a receptionist till I became a network director, till I became an executive office manager, and eventually, in the fourth year, God gave me the privilege of finishing my master's degree, and I became the lead dean of our Bible college. Mm-hmm. And when I took it in Greenville, there were 40 students, and I remember feeling like it was the top of the world, because during that time, God had opened an internship program that I was overseeing, and I learned through that if you can pastor interns, you can pastor anybody in human nature anywhere. And during that time of those 40 students, I thought, wow, this is fantastic. This is great. And in 24 months, God helped me to grow that Bible school from 40 students to 225 full-time students by the time I left 24 months later.
Wow.
And I remember the Lord saying to me, Amanda, never doubt that I can do it. If you're willing to walk with me, I'm willing to walk with you. But it won't be because of your talent. And from there, that platform of the Bible school led me into becoming the executive pastor at the Gate Church when we came here almost 10 years ago. And that platform has led me into be able to go globally. But you know what? I've learned if you don't learn to take the obscure steps into places that are not comfortable, in places that you don't feel like, you feel like you're so beyond, you shouldn't be here. Your prophetic words don't match what it is that you're being asked to do. Mm-hmm. When God calls you into something, he really will bring the promotion in your life. He really will put you into the places you're supposed to be. And from there, God's given me global opportunity. People ask me all the time, well, you're just Tony Miller's daughter, so that's why you have the opportunities you do. No, that's not true. I was the receptionist. I worked in the back making the tapes. I was the woman who stood in front of my dad and said, it's time to go from tape to CD, and now we're on internet radio. I mean, I was the one that said, don't do this. And I remember thinking, these things don't feel related. But now, when I look back now, I would never have been the leader I am today had I not had those experiences. Because now, when I oversee receptionists, I know where they're at in life.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they're going through. I know how to relate to them. Yeah. I know how to speak to them. I know how not to try to live above them, because they're doing the things that God called them to do in this moment, but there's potential in them. And my testimony in my life has definitely been a mark of God using me, and he's taken me from what looked like pits, and he really has brought me into the place of really a palace life. And I know it's not over. I know that that's a continual measure. But I definitely believe that my husband, I married my husband early on. We were young. We didn't have a clue what we were doing. He was a plumber. He got saved in my church. I mean, my husband was so green from church. One time I told him we were going to the Lord's Supper, and he didn't eat all day long. I realized I had too many churchy words I used. So he was as green as grass in ministry, and he's been my greatest champion. And I will tell you, as women, when you have a husband, if you're married and you have a husband that champions the call of God in your life, mm-hmm. it does something in you.
Yeah,
it creates a courage in you that nothing else can create, because it's like the Lord's it's the Lord's doing in your husband to champion that gift in your life. And for me, my story is I started at a receptions desk, and now I'm getting the privilege of leading a 3,000-member church and traveling all over the world. But had it not been for the receptions desk, I couldn't have been on the platform I'm on today.
Well, I do believe that we are not to despise the day of small things, small beginnings. And people that are not willing to start there usually are the ones that simply do not make it. It just becomes a figment of their imagination. But I do believe it's important to get started somewhere, and that's very, very important. I was telling you a while ago, even my start in radio many years ago came as just a volunteer at a local radio station, simply because I wanted a starting place. So there is a starting place. And I know that God has blessed you, Amanda, and I really, as a teenager, I saw the leadership gifts inside of you and knew that God was going to use you in a very special way. And I know that wonderful things are happening there at the Gate in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
The church is growing, expanding, and you might just want to give us an update.
Oh, the church is doing wonderful. You know, 10 years ago, this coming year, in 2016, we would have been here 10 years. And the Lord has just taken what seemed like death on 172 people sitting in a 3,000-seat auditorium, and he has just brought life to this community.
Mm-hmm.
He's used Bishop and our leadership team and our family to help restore hope and peace back in people. And today, the church is now we're being watched on the internet by over 50 nations every week.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. We have over 3,000 ongoing members that call this their home, and they're actively involved in our congregation. And God keeps to increase us. We're actually right now finishing up a gymnasium. In our city, in Oklahoma City, our greatest need right now in the city is for basketball courts. There is not enough gymnasiums in this city. In fact,
right.
It's so strong that they're literally having basketball at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Just for practice.
Mm-hmm.
And we are finishing a basketball court so that we can get in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say, here's a place you can come. And while they're here, we're going to champion them. We're going to fill them with hope. We're going to fill them with the joy of the Lord. And we're going to express to them the love of Christ so that they don't walk away not knowing there is a church in this city that cares for them. So this church is just doing amazing things. We've got outreaches going. We just finished a coat drive last night where we gave over 500 coats away to city people that needed a coat for their children or for a loved one to get through the winter. I mean, it's just amazing what God is using us to do. We've given over 500,000 pounds of food away this year alone.
Wow.
Into the lives of people that needed it. And God just keeps increasing us. It's just amazing to see what God's doing here.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing.
Well, that's an exciting report, Amanda. And I'm very familiar with the Gate Church, and Gene and I are honored to be a part of that church, even though we live in Austin, Texas. And
that's right.
Yeah, we've just watched the growth of the church. And, of course, I've said many, many times that I believe that your dad, Bishop Tony Miller, is one of the great preachers, communicators in America. And I don't believe there's any doubt about that. So that's exciting to hear what God is doing at the Gate in Oklahoma City. And how could people find out more about the Gate? And how could people find out more about you, Amanda?
Well, I would love to have people connect with us. The best way to find out more about the Gate is just to go by our website at thegatechurch.tv. And you'll find out all types of details about what our church is doing, how you can find out more about us, how you can join us for an online service or an archive service.
Mm-hmm.
As Pastor Dale said, Bishop Miller is one of the best preachers in the world. We work as a team, so you'll find lots of sermons on there from various team members in our congregation. And then if you want to know more about me, that through that website, you'll see a click. You'll be able to click on my name, and it'll give you some Facebook opportunities, some Twitter opportunities, and some places that you can hunt me down from as well and find some of my teaching stuff. And we would love to have you at thegatechurch.tv anytime. And if you do go through there, write us a little email. Let me know that you came from Pastor Dale's radio show. We'd love to make a connection.
Oh, that would be great. And in just a few moments, I want you to say a prayer for women that have this passion in their heart to do something for God, more for God, to preach or to be active in some sort of ministry that is in their heart. But we first of all, before you do that, I just want to let you know that we're praying for your husband, Jason, and might just ask the listening audience to pray for him, because it was a very freak accident that happened several months ago. You might just share a little bit about that so we can also be praying for Jason.
Thank you for praying for him. Yes, my husband was in a major car accident just about 9 months ago now. He's in recovery. He's continuing to fight the good fight of faith. He's 1% of people that should survive. He was thrown over 200 feet from a vehicle, from a tractor trailer hitting him. And God's been good to us. He's still continuing to need a back healing and shoulder healing, but God's with us, and we appreciate your prayers for him.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to ask everybody that is listening out there to put Jason Connor on your prayer list. I have him on my daily prayer list, and we would appreciate your prayers for Jason, an incredible man of God. And a great support for you, Amanda, and I really appreciate the words. I believe that there's nothing that a man and a woman, a husband and wife, working together cannot do. I just believe when they're Amen. In agreement and unity that all things are possible. It's been great to have you on today, and I want you to say a prayer. And I'm going to give you, yesterday I had on the broadcast a man from England who has a relationship with the royal family there, ministers to them, ministers in government, and I just gave him an open invitation as we go live next month to have a broadcast, a program here, a live broadcast on BPN.
That's amazing.
And I'm going to extend the same invitation to you. You can have an hour. You can have an hour a day. You can have an hour a week. You choose it. But you have a great radio voice, and I know that you would certainly promote women in ministry. So I just want to give you that invitation on the air today, and I want you to say a prayer, however the Holy Spirit leads you, concerning these ladies that I believe there are some dynamic no names that I call no names, dynamic no names that's just going to come out, and they're going to preach and prophesy and do great exploits for God. So you pray, Amanda, and I'll set myself in agreement with you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Dale, for having me today and that wonderful invitation. Let's pray. Lord, we ask you today that you will minister to women all over the listening audience that are listening in today. Lord, I thank you that you're stirring up the gifts inside of ladies. I thank you that you're drawing out of them the purposes and the call of God that lies within them. And I thank you for the restoration of women and men working in cooperation together. And Lord, I ask you right now that for women all over, that you will bring the courageousness of the gospel on the inside of them, that they will be courageous in speech, that they will be a people that will walk in cooperation with you, that they will be led by the Spirit in all things, and that, Lord, today you will cause a hopefulness to arise in them, that this day is their day, and that this is their moment, and that, God, today you have a supernatural opening, a door, a crack in the window, a crack in the door, that you're opening the light of their future to shine, that will bring a hopefulness to their spirits, that they can walk through the door, they can open the window, and access the greater places that you have for them. Lord, I thank you that the narrowness that women have felt is being removed off of them, the chains and the burdens that they have felt, that they have carried under the condemnation of speech, under the condemnation of ideas, under the condemnation of other people's paradigms, that those things are being broken off of ladies all over the world today, and you are causing them to walk over those condemning words and walking into the fullness of what you have for them today. Lord, we ask you to stir up the gifts of prophecy, stir up the gifts of preaching, stir up the gifts of teaching, stir up the apostolic, stir up the evangelistic women all over America today, yes, and cause them to walk in the fullness of everything you have for them. For the best in their life is yet to come.
Yeah.
Everything that you have prepared them for this moment, you are about to open the door into their future.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is opening the door today. There are women that have been knocking on the door, and God says the door is opening to you. You no longer have to knock. You have knocked, and the door is being opened. God says, this is your day. This is your moment. And so, Lord, today we are set ourselves in agreement that women who have knocked on the door will no longer get a no trespassing sign, but they will have a wide open,
yes,
opportunity for effectual service in your,
yes,
kingdom.
Yes.
And, Lord, I thank you for the restoration of men and women operating in cooperation and in mutual submission to one another, mm-hmm, so that the kingdom of God in its fullest expression may it be declared and implemented on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Amanda Connor, our friend and executive pastor at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. And I would liken you to a Carly Fiorino-type person who is willing to stand up with the other men and be counted. And I'm thankful for your voice, and we'll look forward to you being on BPN Radio as we go live next year on a regular basis. Thank you.
I just love that. I love you, Pastor Dale. I love you, Gene. Thank you so much for this opportunity. You all have made an incredible impression upon my life. I wouldn't be the woman I am without your influence.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that, and thank you for being on today.
Thank you. We love you.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Be your of his amazing grace.
Savior, fire knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know what I've been. Promises.
standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a man who built his house upon a rock, the wind and the rain will never knock it off. I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, gonna keep standing on. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, Lord, your word is true.
Hanging on, hanging on.
From Genesis to Revelation, Lord, such a sweet salvation. I'm hanging on your every word. I keep hanging on, hanging on your every word.
People stand with the fire of God.